Blog Talk Radio.
And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, until I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, until I never be the same though. Mind, body, and soul,
is you living?
We all under attack,
is you different?
I know niggas existing in two prisons, feeling they through living like death is too tempting. What's a day worth? Put a price on it. He was 17, the judge dropped life on him. He ain't live yet, now he in the tight corner.
Gangs got their sights on him,
on the yard with a knife on him. Family trying to tell him to chill, we gon' get you home. He like, how my pills dead, they took the road. That's kinda cold when you think about it. He shot a nigga, he ain't think about it, didn't even blink about it. But he was trapped in the hood and couldn't think about it. Really trying to be about it, never left his public housing, which resembles the dormitories he's trapped in. So who knew that they was prepping him back then? Yeah, on how to live packed in, make him hate his black skin. I swear it's all facts, man.
Yeah, I swear to God it's all facts, man.
So you should let the track spin. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, until I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, until I never be the same though. Remember calling my mom to tell my sentence. Since I don't do no snitching, I'm not a witness. They gave me 23 years, ma.
I'm finished.
I think she cried for like 15 minutes. Over the years, there's enough tears to fill a lake. A lot of trips on
in the States for visiting.
Remember Tony got stabbed,
may he rest in peace.
Stressed my mother so bad, she barely slept for weeks. Thankful that it wasn't me, knowing prison dangers. Doing time with ISIS and killers and gangbangers. Some of us get caught in the matrix, but can you blame us? Trapped in cages like animals trying to tame us. Parole hearings are jokes, you go a 50 times. Same excuse every time, serious nature of the crime. I can't change the crimes that I committed, but I can change my mind and not repent. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, until I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, until I never be the same though.
Bismillah, in the name of Allah. In the name of God, welcome everyone. Alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulullah mubad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah to the believers, and salam, peace to you all. Welcome to another wonderful night of Point of Impact. That's right, we're here again on this Sunday, beautiful Sunday night. I hope everybody's having a wonderful, beautiful night. Thank you for joining us today. We're going to have a wonderful show, me and my two co-hosts, my family, our mother, queen, sister, that's right, Krista, my sister Krista, and of course, my brother, the brother to the people, Brother Hassan, and we welcome you all for joining us tonight as we kick off another night of Point of Impact. We have one of the founders of, hopefully you'll be joining us, inshallah. Our brother Nadir, and be sharing with us some things. But just to remind you guys, April the 15th out here, and if you're in the Virginia area, Norfolk, the Virginia Beach area, we're having the Criminal Justice Forum, which will be giving a percentage of our proceeds to Impact Virginia, a wonderful organization that has done fabulous work and has supported us continuously. Miss Michelle and Maceo, these wonderful people, it honors us that they will allow us to donate a portion of our proceeds to their efforts of helping and aiding the community. And, of course, also proceeds of this event goes towards the helping returning citizens, those who have issues with their residents, having a place to live, you know what I'm saying, and they don't have a place to live. We will be a voucher for them to give them a place in a hotel for at least maybe a week or 2 weeks, however long they need it, and also a voucher for bus passes for them to get back and forth to work. You know, so Community United Focus and Cuffs and Freedom Over Everything is out here working hard, and we're having this fundraiser, this forum, which is also a fundraiser. We're going to have very wonderful speakers, the Commonwealth Attorney, Ramin Fadahi, who was on the show about 2 weeks ago. John Page, Councilman John Page will be speaking, who was on the show a couple of months ago before election time in Norfolk, Norfolk's Councilman John Page. And, of course, my beloved brother in Islam, Azeem Majid, he will be speaking in reference to the youth. And we have a couple other speakers coming out. We're looking forward to hopefully be hosting Senator Aaron Rouse, Congressman Bobby Scott, Delegate Jackie Glass. So come on out, and there's a host of other people that are going to be present. So come on out. But, hey, you guys here with us?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Look at that.
Not there.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa'alaikum as-salam. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. What's going on, beloved? How you doing?
Been a long day, long day of community work, man. Good day though.
That's what we do.
We got an event called the Black History Unity Day here at Buckingham Correctional, sponsored and organized and funded by Freedom Over Everything. So we're trying to bridge the gap between the youth and the elders and the administration, and community work. We got a lot of young brothers that's new in the system coming in, and now the pandemic is somewhat quote unquote lifted off in the institution, and we're back moving. We're just trying to put our programs back up. So what we did was we raised over $400. We did a fundraiser, raised over $400 for the youth, and we have a selection of rappers, poets, spoken words and messages and lectures, from individuals who want to get up and speak, we have first place winners, second place winners, and third place winners, trying to do some community work, man, to just, open anything up, man, and, teach the youth something, man, because a lot of them come up in here from the streets, man, and they ain't have no direction. Now, I think that because the elders been incarcerated for so many years, some of their fathers, uncles, brothers, cousins been here for 25, 20, 30 years, they come up in here and they look for that mentorship. So, it's been a blessing, that these programs, grassroots programs, that we created, been up and running, to be able to, give them something to go out there and back into society for. A lot of them only have 5 or 6 years, So.
Right. Yeah. Man, hey, listen, I'm looking down at the flyer, and it's just giving me a flashback of all the work we used to be doing in there, it's kind of getting, emotional here, because it's like, I know the struggle, and I know the pain, and it's like, I just see how the seed was planted in me from all the things we would, stimulate ourselves with while we were in the barbed wire city, and, me now doing these things out here, and then to see this, it's kind of keeping me grounded right now, as to why,
man,
I'm doing everything I'm doing.
Yes.
can you tell me why are you naming the event Freedom of Speech?
I say freedom of speech because, one, that's a right. And two, it really sparked from the poem that I wrote, Freedom Cry, I went to the administration and asked them, can I participate in the event that they have in, over in the gym for the Black History Month? And I read it to one of the organizers, and she said it was too wrong, that we wanted to focus on positivity. We wanted to focus on a specific jargon, you know, of Black history. And I felt it was unfair because I said, you know, whether we're speaking about Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, or Marcus Garvey, or whoever, Black history is Black history, and all of it should be respected, however a person wants to express it, you know. And
Right.
You know, so I organized an event with several other organizers, you know, and we said we're just going to bypass the whole administration and create our own event, that we'll be going to do it on the backyard, you know, on the rent yard. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So where
right.
anybody who want to participate can participate, whether they Black, white. And it's been a blessing because, you know, we have, you know, Caucasians, Asians, you know, all different types of nationalities donating, you know, to this event. So, you know, we allow letting everybody know, like, come out, you know, and say what you need to say. And you just use this platform to meet and greet, you know, other individuals who
That's
you never
right.
probably would speak to before. You know, this platform was created
right.
up under this banner, but also there's a freedom of speech element to it, to where we can speak how we want to speak amongst each other and say it and without the scripts, you know.
And, you know, just to add on to the audience, for the audience, you know, these are the kind of barriers that are met plenty of times, and you spoke on just now how, because, you know, how you wanted to express, and the lady who's saying that what you, you know, I know that experience so often. It's like they want you to water down the message, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
a lot of times, you know, we're met with those barriers. And I can just tell you, brother, that you're being prepared for a greater task, you know, so keep up the good fight. You know, I love you.
You've been my brother from the
day that I met you, and, you know, you're, I'm just, once again, I got to curve myself right now because this is personal for me, audience. This is my brother, and just knowing that he's still in there, but I'm grateful you're there. And why I say that is because we need you there right now, you know, and God,
right,
we plan,
right,
but
right.
God is the best of planners. And right now, you
That's
know, what
right.
you're doing, bro, is like, man, it's amazing. It's amazing that to consider that you're not just focused. Here it is, you want to come home, but you're focused on aiding and addressing the issues of others who are going through a similar experience as you. And I think that's really, really exceptional. You know, thank you so much.
Right.
Krista, Hassan, you guys want to say something?
Well, you
I do.
Go ahead, Hassan. I'm going to let you go ahead.
Yeah, no, Krista. No, it's on you. Ladies first. Ladies first.
So for me, you know, it's such a noble act of selflessness. So I'm just of how far, you know, you all have come as a grassroots organization. I'm watching the growth, you know, out here and in there, and I just believe that, you know, your time is coming. You know, God is the best of planners, and, you know, we say that all the time. But it speaks volumes to what is to come. I love the fact that you said it's freedom of speech, because on top of already being restricted, you still have restrictions. And having restrictions on top of restrictions, what else can you do to a person? How deep does this thing really go? How somebody is already down and out, you still pushing. You still pushing them further down. It, like the slogan "Go for George Floyd," get your knee off my neck.
So
the fact that you all are in there and you're still, regardless of all of the restrictions and the barriers and the lack thereof, y'all still find a way to pull together, hold one another up, and, you know, thrive through it all. I just love y'all to pieces, you know.
Thank you.
And I was showing my coworker. She was like, "What is that you have?" And I said, "This is a flyer from, you know, the guys on the inside." She said, "Oh, wow, they do things like this?" And I said, "Yes, all the time." And she said, "That is amazing." And the fact that she said, "Well, where did he get the paper from?" And on the back of the paper, on the back of the paper, it says a personal code. You wrote on the back, on a clothing log. I said, they write it on. You need to write on.
Well, you know, we got to do what we got to do.
Right. And
yeah, we do. We utilize everything. We got to do what we do.
So
yeah.
About
yeah.
That you all are in there doing positive things. And she
yes,
was like,
yes.
Let me know how, what I can do. And I'm like, it's just amazing how they really pulled together.
Right. What's going on with you, big brother Haas?
Man, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Man, first and foremost, Salamu alaikum to you, brother. First
and foremost.
My brother, listen, man.
Yes.
I was just reflecting while you was talking, and I was just thinking back to like 23 years ago, bro, and how we was up in the mountains, brother, and how we was training our bodies back then. In a way that prepared us for what we was going to be going through in the future, right? You need all that strength, all that fortitude, all that desire to be free, to come from up under oppression, right? So take that, and now you channeling that energy into doing exactly what it is that we said we wanted to do all the time, right? We really wanted to make a change.
Right.
What it was, no matter what the situation was, we felt like that if we hold fast to a lot of it, they'd be able to overcome whatever it is in front of us. When I see you doing this, brother, it inspires me even more, right? Because I reflect right on it, brother. Like when I walked out, I said, man, I was not going to walk out. I was going to be walking out backwards, man. So I would never forget the brothers on the inside. And so when I see brothers still moving and shaking it and doing whatever they can to make it in the inside, it makes me want to even fight even harder out here. You feel me? To get you home. To make sure that you here.
You feel me, bro?
We thank you. That's real talk, man. I'm inspired by y'all. Always.
Man, I appreciate that, man. You know, we all in here appreciate that. I often, rarely, you know, all the time, show y'all photos that y'all send me, any type of emails, any inspirational knowledge that y'all pass on to me about the movement out there. I'm always, you know, I'm the go-to guy, man. What's going on? How's the concerned citizens? Is they at the rallies? Is they doing it? I'm like, look, we got boots on the ground out there. We boots on the ground in here, and we got boots on the ground out there. So what I'm doing is I'm trying to prepare the exit strategy for these individuals. Once they leave from out of here, you got a duty and responsibility to give back to where you just came from. So why not prepare them already, you know what I'm saying, before they get out there? And that was one thing that we had. The youth that that's coming in now, you know, they're way different than what we had before. You know, the killers and the ones that didn't have their fathers, the ones that didn't have their uncles, the ones, you know, that wasn't raised with their mother or so forth and so on, was abandoned, dealing with issues. You know, we're dealing with these a different breed of youth now. So we have to be very, very attentive to the needs and the psychological things that they're dealing with nowadays. I just passed the other day, chopped the guy off the limb. He tied a rope on his neck and jumped off the chair, and he said he felt like he didn't want to live no more. I told him, I said, look, man, I don't care what day it is, what time it is, I don't care what it is. If you need me, I'm going to stop whatever I'm doing to make sure that I'm there for you, brother. And I walked around the yard every day. I put him up under my wing. I let him know I love him. He cried to me, you know what I'm saying? And he just needed that assurance, that strength of support, because he didn't have a family on the street. And he said, I don't know what I'm going home to. My mother just passed away. So we're dealing with a lot of mental health issues. We're dealing with a lot of suicidal issues. You know, we're dealing with a lot of repressed or oppressed emotions. You know, and I feel that it's the duty and responsibility of us who, the forefathers who was once here, you know, to pass on the torch to them. Because it's not about us no more. It's not about us.
That's
it's
right.
The next generation that got to pick the torch up. So we gotta gear them up. And we got to pass on this tools and this knowledge to everything that we learned from Wallace Ridge, Red Onion, to every institution that we've been through, and all the struggles that we've been through, and let them know, young brother, young sister, we've been exactly where you was at. We know exactly what you're going through. And look, here is the tools that you need to get through this. You know, that's what community development, that's what community work is all about, serving the people. You know, it's not about us. It's an unselfish act that comes from us, you know, through the grace of God, through the grace of Allah. So I credit coming to me, I shy away from it, man. I give all praise and glory to God, man. You know what I mean? I'm alive, only alive because of him. You know what I'm saying? And I'm only happy right now, and I only survived this 28 years in prison so far because of him. So all praise due to God, man, for everything, man. And I'm happy, man. And we just got to keep this ball pushing and rolling the way we're doing. And we are here. We thank y'all for what y'all doing. So it ain't just about us. In here, what we're doing is about the work that y'all doing out here. I salute y'all, Brother Hassan, you know, Minhaj, brother, you know, me and my sister, our sister Chrissy. I salute y'all. We salute y'all for picking up the torch out there and allowing the voice of the voiceless to be heard, because y'all make our voice be heard. You know what I'm saying? Because for a long time, we felt like we wasn't heard. But now we have y'all out there, you know, who was once where we was at, being able to pass the voice down, man, and hear some of the cry that we've been crying for all these years. Now we can finally hear it. They finally can hear it now. So thank y'all.
And I appreciate that. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. All praise and thanks belong to Allah. We definitely are here for you, brother, and any other individuals going through the hardships of being imprisoned and the families as well. Anyone who is listening who would like to comment, who would like to ask a question, please reach out to us by right now, 563-999-3718. That's 563-999-3718. And press 1, please, if you would like to speak. Press 1 if you would like to speak. So, we got a caller. Okay. Hello?
Yeah, this is Brother Miles. How you doing?
Okay, Brother Miles. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to say Allah to all you brothers out there and the brothers that's holding it down inside. Keep up the good work. God bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, I got a nephew in there. Not in your prison, but he's in there, and he got, like, a 60-year bid.
Right.
What I wanted to ask is, like, the ones that's coming in, some of these gangbangers, is they trying to help out, too, the gangs in the in there to kind of try to get some of the brothers that in their group, when they come in there, when they get out, tell them, you know, stop doing what they doing, or...
Let me answer that question. That's a good question, and I'm glad that you asked that question, because this FOE, Freedom Over Everything, our organization, we're Conscious Minds raising awareness on criminal justice reform.
You have 1 minute remaining.
So deal with gang awareness. So, you know, most of the individuals that participate in anything that we do are gangs and their leaders. And we all moving together as one up in here. And half of the guys that organized this event with me, most of them are gang members. And they're beautiful people. They want to see a change with their people. And they bringing their youngins, you know, to the event and having them participate. And so once they leave out of prison, they'll become more productive in society with a knowledge, with understanding on how to move as a community. You know, and I think that's what the beautiful thing about us behind the walls. We're pulling each other in. Regardless of what background you in, we all united and focused.
All right.
Yes.
Because you know the man waiting for y'all to come in there for they can make money.
Yes, sir. We know that. We preparing these youngins to come out there, man, with a different narrative.
Thank you for using GTL.
Thank you, Brother Miles. That was great question. And let me just, you know, to speak and carry on, you know, me and myself and Brother Hassan, we both collectively, we've served at least 50, maybe, because I served 25. I think Hassan served 23. And one of the things that people don't know is that a lot of times gang members are those people who really want to work towards renewal of their lives. You know what I'm saying? We got to understand that I don't know where most people – I'm from Paterson, New Jersey. But I know that in most communities I go into, everybody's affiliated with some type of clique. No matter what neighborhood you come from, no matter what, you know, when you grew up, you had a clique of guys you ran with, and that was your crew. You know what I'm saying? And it's something that we tend to try to, you know, not assimilate with one another. You know, when we think of gangs, you know, a gang is a gang, whether it's three or four, whether it's 10 or 20, you know, whether you wear flags. Or whether you say, that's my homeboy, you know what I'm saying? I'm willing to do or die for him. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, you know, these are just young men, man, who have been misdirected, and a lot of them are in there. And I'm telling you from my personal experience, yeah, there are some bad apples, of course, you know what I'm saying, who don't want to find their way back. But there are many, the majority want to find their way back. This is why we affiliate ourselves with a tribe. You know what I'm saying? I like to say because, you know, when I was in the streets as a youth, I ran on 17th Ave and Market Street and all these areas this was my tribe. You know, when I had issues or problems or when I was down and out and I need, you know, these were the guys that I turned to. I had a mother and father, but my mother and father wasn't connected to me in that manner. You know what I mean? So, you know, we really have to, you know, applaud these young men. We're posting up now with the flyer that they're getting ready to do for the Black History Month event that they're having, Black History Month, Unity Month. And, you know, it's just very, very important. It's very, very important to support The brother's back with us.
Yeah, it sounds like you're back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Back with us.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So what I was saying
finish saying what you were saying.
Yeah. What I was saying was, I said, you know, we got, and this is to be wrong and be honest, man, we got head OGs, you know, shot callers just behind this wall, you know, Bloods, Crips, GDs, MS-13, you know, I mean, we formulated a circle, a community, because it's like I tell them all the time. I said, you know, just because we live in the community doesn't mean that we're the only people in the community, so why not know who the people is in your community? And I think that, you know, this wedge is in between us. I don't want to speak to him because this and this and that. Well, really, we do, and all of us have things in common. We just have to break that mold and break that ice, and I think in here that's what we've done. You know, we realize that the only way that we can get something done is collectively. So we band together. We come together. When it comes down to anything dealing with fighting or anything dealing with some disrespect or misunderstandings, you know, we go to the leaders amongst the communities, and we say, hey, such and such and such, did such and such and such, and then they address it accordingly. And I think that this attitude, by doing it in here, this attitude will actually reflect what we're trying to build on the streets, because this ain't something that we're just trying to do in here. We're trying to gear up this same attitude on the streets with the leaders that's out there in the street. And I think that that's the problem now, is that, you know, you could talk to one gang member on the street and it ain't going to make no difference. You got to speak to the leaders. You got to speak to the community leaders, you know, and there are leaders amongst them, you know. So if you're not talking to the leaders to be able to stop the shooting and the violence in the community, you're speaking to someone that's just what we call them, a puppy or a pup or, you know, a scrap. You know, that's what they call a low-ranking blood or any type of gang member. You know, you ain't speaking to nobody. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, we doing what we can do, man.
What?
And I appreciate you calling in, asking these questions, man, because it's needed.
Brother Miles, I appreciate you, brother, and thank you for being an avid supporter, a point of impact, man. You're always there for us, and I appreciate you, brother. We appreciate it. We got two more callers, y'all. Jay Sean, you want to let another caller in?
They sound like they got
five,
a snack.
5-8-5-8-5-8-5-8-5.
Hello.
Hello. Peace.
Yeah.
Hello. Who's
Hi, Latoya.
Oh,
hey,
peace.
Hey, Mr. Latoya. Peace. How you doing?
Oh, I thank God. I thank God. I'm saying hello to you and everybody else. It's a curse to everybody. It's just beautiful to hear y'all speak. And the gentleman that's just talking is just amazing. It's just good to hear y'all. Y'all always bring positive information, always informative. So it's always a pleasure hearing y'all. Y'all just keep on doing what you're doing and making a difference.
Thank you so much, sister.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You don't know
appreciate it, sister. Yeah, thank
you, brother. Brother
Nadia,
you
want to
speak to the
sisters? Yeah, how you doing? I'm president. I'm the president CEO for FOE, Freedom Over Everything. You know, I'm thankful to what y'all doing out there. You know, this started off with a vision that I had. And, you know, like I was talking to Minhaj and I was talking to High Sound, I was talking to Sister Queen of FOE, Chrissy. Thank you for bringing my vision, you know, to life, because for so many years, I've been incarcerated for 28 years, and for so many years, you know, I felt like my voice was dead, like I couldn't breathe. And, you know, through this course of education and developing, you know, and connecting with different people, you know, out in the world, you know, God, you know, like I said throughout the whole time I've been talking, I praise God for everything. If, you know, nothing can happen except by his lead. You know, he put me in connection to with positive role models and positive people, you know, who is about the same thing that I'm on. And I'm just so thankful that my voice and our voices, you know, is not just being heard in here, but it's being heard out there. So it's a community effort. And so I do thank all of y'all. You know, I don't know you, but thank you for supporting us, and I'm sure all the brothers behind the wall, thank you for calling in and supporting us, and whatever you need from us, whatever type of understanding, you know, that you need dealing with criminal justice and prison reform, you know, because it starts in here. There would be no criminal justice and prison reform if you don't even know what prison is about. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I'm still in here, so... Yeah. Yeah, I'm still in here. So I know what's going on, and you know these are political issues that we're dealing with. We can get on that level another day. But thank you for your support.
Yeah. Oh, you're quite welcome.
Yeah, Sister Latoya is an avid supporter of us, and she doesn't she is actually, I like to say, our guest. Panel, because she comes on and she's always very positive, and I'm very thankful for her support.
Okay.
It's valuable. Right. It's very valuable. Valuably
okay.
needed. And now we have another caller. Jason, you want to bring in the next caller?
8555.
Peace.
Brother Shade.
Oh, Shade, what's up, brother? Hey Shade, before you say anything, man, I owe you a deep apology, and I'm gonna put this one on Jay Sean, because he's supposed to call me last week to remind me, because I be so busy, man. I gotta get to your podcast, because I'm hearing a lot of good things about it, brother. I've got to get to it. You know, thanks for calling, but what comments do you have? Anything you want to add on, brother?
I commend all you brothers, man, you know, for what you're doing. And, you know, what the brother was saying about, you know, cats being, you know, going to the leaders and striving to implement what's going on in there out here. That's the key component.
Right.
You know what I mean? We definitely need to try to, you know, do it out here and also what you said, that, you know, we criminalize each other. You know, when reality is we have a innate natural instinct to want to be with somebody other than ourselves, to click up.
That's right.
We got teams. It's just that when the games got together, they misled. So they're doing other things that's contrary to the building of the community. And we got to take some responsibility for that, because they haven't been in the light. You know,
that's
pretty much, you know, all I wanted to say. I don't want to get, you know, into too much, but I just wanted to say that.
I want to introduce you, man, to one of my local artists. He's gonna spit something real quick, man. You know, man, that's gonna be out of the yard, man. At this event, he gonna give you a brief little preview. This is one of the young brothers. He a young brother, good talent. We got him up under us, man. And he gonna give a nice little piece, man, for the audience. All right.
And we ain't letting you get away neither. We want to hear that poem before
peace,
you go,
peace,
brother.
Peace.
Mm-hmm. Peace, man.
Yeah,
what's your name, young man?
I like what the brother's doing, man. This is a blessing. Yeah, man, everything that he's doing for us behind these walls. But this is a little taste of what's going on for this Black History Month event next weekend. Okay, let's talk. Let's go backwards, man. Way, way backwards. When black matter was formed in the vacuum of blackness, when the lies of blacks mattered before they lied in the casket. Fact of the matter, our past surpasses our fastest. I was there. Back when Africa was the land and the free, when black inhabitants ran the planet in peace, branching out the new land, expanding our seeds, the root for nukes swung in our family trees. I was there, overseeing the seeds of the Pinkadar, running free on my kinky lawn, nappy hair on my feet of bronze, reflecting back to that blackness between the stars as it matched the vastness of blackness that bring me thoughts. See, I was there, back at the start of our high wisdoms. So all the stories before the Bible was written, when blacks recited their history through oral tribal tradition, beating my drum as I wore a rival with siblings. I done witnessed symbols turned to signs, pictures written on papyrus, so you see how long I existed. I was given a genetic code that's kind of different, encrypted with hieroglyphics. Sometimes I'm Egyptian. I done witnessed all of the building of nations. I seen the millions of homies build the first civilizations. White villains awaited. I saw the villains of hatred as they rushing to burn the villages, killing the babies. I was right there on rotation. Huh? And now we right here on rotation.
Wow.
Huh? This is a little taste, man.
Hey,
what's going on?
What's your name? What's your name, brother? What's your name?
My name
is
E. Skrilla. Call me E. Skrilla.
Oh, okay.
E. Skrilla, okay. My name is Ben Hedge, and this is my coach, mother, queen, Krista, and brother Hassan. Amen.
Amen.
Much love,
brother. Much love, brother. Keep it going.
Keep
that sword shot, man. Keep that sword shot.
Hey, listen.
Of course.
I'd like for you to call back in and refreshing us sometime with some more new material, okay?
All right.
Yeah, real quick.
Okay.
Okay, I'll definitely hit y'all back with some new material, man. Always.
Yeah, all man. Right. Let us know what we can do for you, brother. I like that.
All right, thank you, man. That's a blessing.
Hey, Hassan. Hey, brother, coming for you, man.
Yo, brother, you know I love, brother, you know I love MCs, brother. I love MCs, brother. They'll tell you about me, but I can't wait to work with you. See, that's why I already see the future. Right?
Okay, say the best to you too, man.
Yo, brother. And man, I would love to be featured, man. Hassan the Head Chopper, man. Just, you know what I mean? We could do a little something. I love it.
We can put that together. I like that.
Real talk. Yeah, we're going to do it.
Yeah, that's what's up. Big talent up in here, man. You know, these youngins up in here doing great things. I don't want people out there in society to think that, man, you know, when they think about prison, they think about negativity, and they think about this, but they don't even understand. You got men back here who's educated, you know, men back here, man, who's striving, who really changed the narratives, and all we asking for is a second chance. All we asking for is the people look at us, you know what I'm saying, to see that we're not the same people that we was when we first came in here. We have changed our life. Incarcerated lives matter, man. You know what I'm saying? Incarcerated lives matter, man. And that's what I want to say. Well, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, Community United Focus Cuffs, and you know, we have, you know, I have made it my priority to, you know, push the envelope, you know, in the narrative of what FOE is really trying to establish, because, you know, FOE is my brother. You know what I'm saying? And people don't understand Freedom Over Everything, you know, and Community United Folks come from the same foundation. And, you know, this is why we got to start walking hand in hand. And we're illustrating that. We're illustrating to everyone who can observe us, man, that, you know, it's about unification, man. If you ain't in the fight, then you just in the way. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, you know, we just trying to push, you know, that's real tough. You ain't in the fight, you just in the way.
Right.
And you know what I'm
that's
saying?
Right,
it was beautiful. I'm really grateful that our guest called in, but I really want to thank brother, my beloved brother, who is my brother from the neighborhood, my brother Shadi. You know, what he was saying, you know, was I'm grateful that he picked up that baton and began speaking on what I was talking about, because what we tend to like he said, we criminalize ourselves, but we don't criminalize. See, we don't want to use it in the same atonement or similar to when we're talking and we're looking at ourselves, you know, because we ain't wearing a flag or we ain't calling ourselves a Crip or a Blood, but yet we gathering together with a group of men to do something, because we're looking for that unity. We're looking for that brotherhood. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And at the end of the day, you know, we got to understand that this is our nature. Human beings are social habit creatures. You know what I'm saying? We got to interact socially with creation. Otherwise, we become docile and we deteriorate.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's in
that's
our
right.
nature.
That's right.
You know, but it's as black people who came from 400 and almost 500 years now of slavery and segregation and all types of oppression, you know, we still have a great deal of re-educating and recultivating that we have to go through. And it's men like Nadir, it's men like OJ, it's men like, what's the other brother? KD, excuse me, KD.
Yeah.
It's men like Kevin Dickerson,
yeah.
KD, you know, men like Hassan, and, you know, all these other brothers, Brother Willie, Shaquille Ali, Daoud, Paul
mm-hmm.
Taylor, Azeem Majee, Brother Minhaj Fonzo, down the line, man, there's so many brothers I can go, Ali Bey, all these brothers,
yeah.
man, who are out here, you know, from in there, out here, doing the work, man. So we got to salute and stand firm with one another. And most importantly, we got to uplift our sisters, because, see, right now we only hear from men, but there are many sisters in these barbed wire cities, man, doing work. And
yeah.
they doing work
yeah.
out here in the streets. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They got boots on the ground out here, too. Big ups to Incarcerated Lives Matter, Sister Amber Stevenson and her husband, Derek Stevenson. You know, big ups to Ignite Justice.
Yeah.
Jennifer and Emily and my brother Deuce, you know what I'm saying? The work they're doing. We got many of organizations out here making noise and banging hard out here in Virginia, man, for you know, criminal justice rectification. We don't need no reform. We done had enough of reform.
That's right.
And the reform ain't done nothing
That's
but
right.
hold us back. So, you know, Krista, you want to say anything real quick, sis?
You know, I have a head full, but when it comes to speaking, I like to just listen to y'all. But in a nutshell, I just see us reversing the curse. If I have to make it short and sweet, we're reversing the curse. The curse that was bestowed on us, all the restrictions, like I said earlier, all the laws that's been passed and made for us and against us, you know, this is us reversing the curse.
Hassan,
what's up,
beloved?
Yes.
Talk to the people,
yes.
bro.
You know, listen, I want to also proceed in that vein, brother, with the shout-outs toward our sisters that's really been holding it up and down. You feel me? Like, all the way to and fro. Like, Sheik Sheba, no left turns. When you talk about Tashaba Jackson out there in the South Side, she got Mind Grinding Incorporation, and they out there working with the children. And then, you know, the many other beautiful sisters, Chanel Burnett from Virginia Prison Justice Network out there in Goochland right now, still fighting, been down 17 years, rumbling, you know. And
Natasha White.
That's right. Let's all of that, right? Dr. Zoe, fight all them sisters too,
Dr.
man.
Dr. Zoe.
And, and everything that we've been doing, sisters have always been there to support us, right? And I'm going to say this. Krista Ellison, listen, man, that's one of the most remarkable women, right? People don't know this. That's one of the most remarkable women that I have ever came into encounter in my life. And I can say that with all honesty and a straight face, that she might be the best, because what she has in her heart for us, man.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You know. So freedom over everything, man. I'm proud to say that, you know, as a public relations director, wherever I go,
you have
I'm barking.
1 minute remaining.
So, you know, Nadia, I head down to Virginia Tech tomorrow.
Yeah.
I head down to Virginia Tech tomorrow for all of us, brother. So,
okay, man, look, man, keep up the fight, man. Like I always say, man, keep up the good fight. Yes, sir, bro. Yes, sir.
You know, I want you to go ahead and get some final words in, beloved, before you go.
Yeah, man. I just wanted to say this, man. I wanted to give a shout-out to all the community organizers behind as well. Image, T-Mac, Wise, Big Will, Draco, Squeeze, KD, OJ, Draco, B, X-Men, Chosen. You know, like, we all on the front line behind here. We've been brothers, you know what I'm saying, since this has developed. It's been 5 years. July 1st, 2018, since we started this organization, and we pushing hard. We're going to continue to push hard until all of us is out of here, you know what I mean? And, like, we ain't going to stop until it's all over and set it down until we sitting at the table, you know what I mean, with them roses, you know what I mean, at the table, you know, we giving each other these flowers while we're still alive, man.
Thank you.
We love you, brother.
Yeah.
We love you. You know, hey, listen, I want y'all to know, son, This young man has been their father from the day I met him. You know, this is my brother.
Yeah,
and it hurts me to, you know, but I know I'm out here doing what I'm supposed to be doing. You know, a lot of people always tell me a lot. You know, everybody always telling me, you know, you're doing a good job. You're doing good things. And the thing that I try to tell people, you know, they say, you know, you're accomplishing a lot. And it's not that I don't recognize the things that we're doing and achieving. It's just that, you know, the fight is not over because I conquer one small mountain or I achieve one small achievement. You know, and if the day that I get complacent with that, that's the day that I'm going to lose the race. You know what I'm saying? That's the day that I'm lost, you know, and I'm back in that mindset of, you know, I can get comfortable. No, you know, I recall when I got my time and, you know, I was 6 years into my bid and my parents kept asking me, why haven't I asked for a television? Why haven't I asked for sweatsuits or things of that nature? And I would tell them, you know, I'm not here to get comfortable. I got a battle. I got a fight. And the day that I get comfortable, that's the day that I'm lost. You know, and we can't just settle for one small victory because there's a great, huge mountain in front of us. And the more we pick at it, you know what I'm saying, and break down these boulders into pebbles and then the pebbles into sand, then we you know, all together we can do it. I'm so proud of Nadia, KD, and OJ. I'm so proud of all the many men, Derek Stevens, for all the work that they're doing in the prisons and keeping things alive keeping programs alive that, you know, me and yourself, Hassan, have developed out there, you know, it's just beautiful. It's beautiful to see.
Right.
And, you know, I apologize, but people, you got to get used to me. I'm a very, you know, emotional and sensitive guy. You know, I love my people.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's I know personally the suffering. You know, I know the mothers who are crying. I know what it feels like for a mother to talk to her son and tell, you know, tell her son, you know, baby, I need you out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's real mm-hmm. pain. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's real pain, you know, to hear your sister say, big bro, I need you out here. You know, to hear your daughter,
right.
your son, you know,
yeah.
saying, Dad, you know, when are you coming home? You know what I'm saying? And then to understand that, you know, coming home for them, they would take you as you are. But you got to come home and be that man that they need for you to be in their life, man. And for those brothers who are out here, man, stop always putting yourself ahead of the people. Be selfless sometimes. Be selfless sometimes, man. We need this more in our communities. We got to
mm-hmm.
stop. See, you're not putting yourself behind because you take a moment to help somebody else. You actually are putting yourself ahead.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
That charity,
mm-hmm.
that smile, that kind act that you're extending to someone, man, Allah is rewarding you for that, brother. Allah is rewarding you for that. You know,
that's
and
right.
I have to speak to the black men because we have to step up more. We got to start getting on that front lines. And if it means giving our life, then what better precious value than to give your life for the betterment of another life?
That's
come
right.
on, man. Come on,
yes.
man. You
yeah.
know, and I say that
yeah.
as a father, I say that as a brother, and most importantly, I say that as a community leader. Like, you know, it's too much we're losing out here. We're losing too mm-hmm. many unnecessary lives. And I thank my team so much. My team is impeccable. Impeccable. I got the best mm-hmm. of the best. And if you want to come up against us, I'm going to tell you now, don't look for nothing but a beatdown. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what we're going to do. I'm telling you now.
That's right.
You know, I got
that's
the best
right.
of the best, you know. And I just, like
that's
I said,
right.
man, this is a beautiful show. Krista, thank you for bringing the brothers back to, you know, to the platform. I love you, sis, for just always being there for our brothers. You know, we're all here, but you sir, and Hassan, I can't even, you know, you said it well. Like, Krista, man, you just the backbone of everything we do. You're like the backbone, you know, of all of our movement and with our organizations. And you've always been the backbone to every one of us, you know. When I came home, when Hassan came home, you know, and the brothers that ain't came home yet. You just are, man, the work you do is unbelievable. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it.
I am Amen. Nothing without you all. So you all are the creator in so many ways. You plant the seed, and I am, you know, us as women, we develop it. So we are the developers. So, and a lot of times that's taken out of context, that's flipped to make us think that we're the ones that create. No, you all are the creators. You know, we come from you all. So we just develop what it is that's given to us.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
We love you for
yeah.
that. Hassan, man,
yeah.
come on, give us some,
yeah.
You know, man,
we
let Nadir get away without saying that poem,
yeah.
man.
Most
oh.
definitely did.
Yeah,
brother.
We got to get that back.
We most definitely get that back. We'll get it back. We'll get it back, you know. And
Man,
I
can't wait for the audience to hear that, John.
Yeah, it's going to be lovely, bro, right? It's going to be lovely. But what I want to say, I want to give a few words, man, of encouragement to all our brothers and sisters behind the walls. And then people out here also, right, struggling to make use of their time in a way that's going to benefit their family, right? And the brothers and sisters behind the walls who are making use of their time, right, to benefit their future, really, because you could be doing something else, You could be wasting time.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want to say, what I want to say to that is this: it's a quote by Francis Quarles, right? And it says, "Make use of time if thou lovest eternity. Yesterday cannot be recalled. Tomorrow cannot be assured. Only today is thine. Which if thou procrastinate, thou losest. Once in which it is lost, it is lost forever. One today is worth two tomorrows." So,
thank you, brother.
With that being said, brother, every day that we get up and we strive, all we have is that day. We don't know for sure if we have the next second. We don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So strive with every second of your being to be moving toward the goal. And if your destiny is that of a righteous one, then most surely you will attain it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
And that's just what I have to say, man. You know, all praise is forever due. All praise is forever due. Yeah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. All praise and thanks belongs to Allah, the Lord of all of mankind and jinn, and all that exists. We're very grateful. Do we have any call of Jason left, or are we good? Okay. Oh, okay. I'm just grateful. I want to give a shout-out to our call-in, our guests who called in, Brother Miles, Sister Latoya, and my beloved brother, Shadi, man. Shadi has a podcast on Wednesdays from 7 to 8. He also talks about community issues. You guys can call in on this same number on Wednesdays from 7 to 8. And he has a beautiful podcast addressing community issues. And I really incumbent everybody to support his podcast. Also, we have, again, April 15th from 3 to 5, Community United Focus and Freedom Over Everything is having a criminal justice forum, and it will be a fundraiser as well to help returning citizens with vouchers for hotel rooms and bus stays, and also a percentage of that will be going to Impact Virginia, a great organization out here in Norfolk doing plenty of work out in the Berkeley area and everywhere else. And also we'll be having, the NAACP is having coming up in June the 3rd, they're having a men's summit. It's going to be crazy. A men's summit. You've got to come to this event. It's going to be crazy. Our location has not yet actually been determined, but we will let you know soon. Okay, Krista, do we got it? Oh, we also are planning, we haven't decided a date, but we're planning a unity day, Black Unity Day. Please stay tuned and come out and join us. Community United Focus and Freedom Over Everything is putting that together, a Black Unity Day event. So please listen up, keep your ears tuned on. Keep your eyes focused on social network for this event that will be coming up soon. We're in the planning stages of that event as well. There's a lot going on, ladies and gentlemen, a lot going on. I take this moment right now to thank the executive committee of the Norfolk branch, NAACP 7098. For voting me in to be the criminal justice committee chairperson. I'm very grateful.
Yes, sir.
I want to thank
yes,
Madam Stacy, president, the two vice presidents, first president Harvey Waters and second president Vincent Hodges, for their support in recommending me and encouraging me to step up and take this position. We're pushing for some legislation, my team and I, me, Brother Hassan, Krista,
yes,
and I want to give a big shout out to my executive director, Victoria Spain, and Melanie, as well as Dr. Beverly, and my team of Community United Focus for the great work that they're doing. So there's a lot of people behind everything that you see going on here with Point of Impact. You know, there's a lot of people moving
in doing the work. And I want to give a big, big shout out to my brother Shaquille mm-hmm. Ali, who always is available. He's our MC most of the time at our events. He will be MCing the event for the Criminal Justice Forum. This brother is doing tremendous work in the Richmond area. And I want to give, you know, a shout out, yeah, the love to him and send him my salams for always holding me down. And he was very instrumental in me coming home and getting my conditional pardon. And I thank him so much because he's always on point. You know, there's, like I said, there's so many wonderful mm-hmm. people we could. I want to give a shout out to my brother Paul Taylor, who is really pushing the issue of mental health right now in the barbed wire cities and the prisons. I want to give a big, big shout out to the brother Abdul Baqi. Abdul Baqi, man, keep up the good work that you're doing. And we stand with you. I want to give a lot of love to brother Infinite. Infinite, we support you. Keep working hard. Keep doing the right thing, brother. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide you to truth. And I want to give some love to brother Willie. Brother Willie, you're doing a marvelous job. We appreciate what you're doing with R.I. What is that? R.I. What is that? R.I.H.D.?
R.I.H.D.? Yes.
R.I.H.D.? And
right.
That's, what's that? Miss K.
Miss Lily Branch Kennedy?
Yeah, Miss Kennedy. And her team mm-hmm. of people. Big shout out to, of course, my man Deuce and Ignite Justice, Miss Jennifer,
yes.
Miss Emily, for their work. And again, Amber Stevenson and Derek Stevenson. Like, it's just so many people that we can recognize. Like, it's just crazy.
Right.
My man, I can't forget, Edward Sims will be speaking to on April the 14th. Y'all, you know, come check him out. He's a good,
right.
beautiful brother out here trying to make some changes. And it's so many people, you know, unique, continue the work you're doing. It's like so many people we can go down the line and just give this love to. It's amazing. So we're going to get
out
tonight.
Don't forget that Shaquille, myself, and Wahid Shaheed will be down there with Virginia Tech at the Arts and Humanities Department speaking about education inside of prison on a panel discussion on the 21st. So, we're taking the show on the road.
And Ms. has. Don't forget that I'm also field director for Richard Walker, who's running for 79th District.
That's right.
And we got to get him.
Right.
We got to most definitely get him in office so we can fight for the end mass incarceration.
Most definitely.
That's right. That's most definitely. That gentleman, he's a wonderful gentleman, Mr. Walker. I've met him a few times. He's beautiful. Always
mm-hmm.
eager to help the community and bring about change. So I definitely ask people to support Mr. Walker because he is official. He is about the people. And I'm grateful for that.
Yeah.
His courage is definitely necessary. Yeah, we definitely
mm-hmm.
have to support him. Matter of fact, we want to kind of remind people to support that brother every week when we come on the podcast. Okay. And a matter of fact, can we see if we can get him on the podcast maybe next
weekend?
Oh, I
already spoke. He's ready when you are. Yep. I already told
him. Okay. Yeah, let's bring him on next week. You guys can have him on. I'll be gone next week, everybody. I'll be in be out of town in Wisconsin. But I'll be arriving probably back that night. I don't know if I'll be available for the podcast because of my flight. But the show will go on. Nothing stops the show. So
that's right.
The show will go on. And, Krista and Hassan are definitely, you know, hold it down. I know they do a wonderful job, as always. You know, that's why, you know, my team is impeccable. So,
yes, sir.
You know, it is what it is. So, Jay Sean, anything you want to say, brother? Okay. I didn't say nothing. Jay Sean. Are you there, brother? Okay. Well, alhamdulillah. I was giving the producer a few words. But in closing, everybody, we're going to say goodnight. Krista, you want to say some few closing words?
You know, another, I'm going to say like Jay Sean would say, you know, another beautiful show. And I'm definitely enjoyed, you know, this topic for tonight. Just being able to be a part of, you know, another beautiful show. Y'all did well.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hassan?
Yeah, and most definitely, you know, I would second that motion. My sentiments exactly. Another beautiful show. I really feel good about where we are headed, the direction we're headed in. It's most definitely direction carved out for us by the Creator. So we most definitely have to do our best to stay within that grace, right? Striving to do all that we can to maintain our position and hold fast. And we're gonna do that until we get all the brothers and sisters home, until all of us are free, man. None of us are free until all of us are free, right?
That's how it goes. Alhamdulillah. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, please remember, take this time right now. I want everyone to take this time right now and do something that will benefit you in this life as well as the hereafter, and something that will benefit your family and something that will benefit your community and locality. Okay? Everyone have a safe and productive night and weekend, and take care of yourself and take care of one another. Assalamu alaikum. Good night.
Alaikum salam.
Alaikum salam.
Ready, babe?
Huh? Huh?